Title: Call and Return Motifs with Stock Devices Intermediate. All right, let's build something that instantly makes a drum and bass drop feel arranged, like it's talking to itself, without you adding a million new sounds. This lesson is all about call and return motifs using only Ableton Live stock devices. In the arrangement view, we'll write a 2-bar call, a 2-bar return, turn it into a 4-bar motif, and then scale it into a 16 or 32-bar drop with controlled oscillation. As we go, I want you to keep one idea in your head: identity versus variation. Identity is what must stay constant so your listener recognizes the motif. Variation is what changes so it stays exciting. In DNB, great identity anchors are things like the rhythmic footprint of the bass around the snare, the sub notes staying stable, and the overall timbre family staying the same. Cool, let's set the project up. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is perfect, but 174 keeps it classic and rolling. Time signature is 4/4. Now make three groups: drums, bass, and music or FX. We are doing this because good arrangement work gets way faster when your session is organized like a mixer, and set global quantization to 1 bar. That way, whenever you loop or move clips around, everything snaps musically. Now we're going to build the call. Bars 1 and 2. Start with drums, because in drum and bass, drums are the grid your entire conversation is spoken on. Create your core loop. Kick on the 1, snare or clap on 2 and 4. Add hats in 8ths or 16ths, and give them a little swing if that's your vibe. Then layer a subtle breakbeat, like an amen or think, low in the mix, just for texture and glue. You're not trying to make it sound like 90s jungle unless you want to, you're just borrowing that motion and grit. On the drums group, add glue compressor. Set the attack to 3 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio 2:1, and lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is not smash the drums, this is make the drums sit together. Then add drum bus. Keep it subtle. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch close to 0, maybe up to 5. Boom either off or very low. And if you do use boom, tune it so it's not fighting your sub. Now let's create the bass call. Make a MIDI track called Bass Call. Load Wavetable for oscillator 1. Pick a saw. Oscillator 2. Pick a square, but keep it lower in level so it's more support than spotlight. Set unison to 2 to 4. Put it in mono. Turn glide off for now, because we're focusing on motif clarity, not slides. Turn on the filter. Use LP24. Set cutoff somewhere around 180 to 600 Hz. Yes, that's low. We're building a controlled statement first. Add a little drive on the filter, like 10 to 20%, just enough to make it speak. Shape the amp envelope, super fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain around 0.3 to 0.6. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. You want the bass to feel punchy and rhythmic, not like a long foghorn that never gets out of the way. Now write a 2-bar MIDI phrase. Keep it rhythmic, not overly melodic. One tonal center is your friend here. Think of it like this. Bar 1 is the main statement, maybe one longer note and a couple stabs. Bar 2 repeats the idea, but ends with a tiny tweak, like one extra stab or a slightly different ending rhythm. Teacher note. In DNB, the listener often hears the bass motif by how it interacts with the snare, so as you place notes, keep checking where your bass hits relative to beat 2 and beat 4. You can be busy, but don't blur the backbeat. Now we're going to add a stock movement chain to the bass. Call track. First, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive about 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. This gives you density and makes small changes feel more audible later. Next, add auto filter. We'll use it with a call and return movement. Pick LP12 or LP24. Don't overthink it. LP24 is tighter, LP12 is a bit more open. Then add EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. That's not a creative move, that's housekeeping. Optionally, if it feels boxy, make a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz. Then add a compressor and sidechain it from the kick. Ratio 4 to 1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. In rolling DNB, sidechain is part of the groove, but it should still feel stable. At this point, loop bars 1 and 2. You should have a call that could repeat and still feel solid. Now let's create the return. Bars 3 and 4. The golden rule: the return should feel like the same character answering itself, not a brand new character entering the room. That means same sound palette, just different behavior. Duplicate your base clip from bars 1 and 2 into bars 3 and 4. Now pick 1 or 2 return moves. 2 max. If you do 5 moves at once, it stops being a conversation and becomes chaos. Return move A, rhythm answer. Keep the same notes but change where they land. Turn one sustained note into two or three shorter hits, or add a tiny 1/16th anticipation just before the snare at the end of bar 4. That pre-snare tension is pure DNB language. Use it like seasoning. Small amount, huge flavor. Return move B. Filter opens to speak back. Automate auto filter cutoff. On bars 1 and 2, keep it low, maybe 200 to 500 Hz. On bars 3 and 4, ramp up briefly to 800 Hz, 1.2K, even up to 2K on a key hit. Then drop it back down so when the loop restarts, it feels clean. And here's a coaching detail. Always check the reset point. Loop bar 4 into bar 1. If the return has too much tail, it'll smear into the next call and you lose the question-answer effect. If that happens, shorten release times, reduce echo feedback, or just create a deliberate breath. Return move C. Add a shadow voice layer. Still stuck. Duplicate the bass track and name it bass. Return layer. Put operator on it. Use an FM-ish setup. Oscillator A as sine. Oscillator B also sine modulating a slightly. Add a bit of noise for grit. Then make it narrow and focused. Put autofilter in bandpass mode, around 600 Hz to 2.5 kHz. Add redux. Downsample 2 to 6, bits around 8 to 12. Then utility with width at 0%, so it's mono and stable. Important, this layer only plays in bars 3 and 4. That's what makes it read like an answer voice. Now let's make the drums do call and return too, because this is where the loop starts to feel like an arrangement. Bars 1 and 2, keep the drums steady. Minimal fills. Let the groove be the call. Bars 3 and 4, choose one or two small responses. Option 1. A snare fill at the end of bar 4. A couple 1/16th hits, maybe a flam, then a hat. Keep the main snare on 2 and 4 sacred. Decorate around it. Option 2. A breakbeat chop. Duplicate your break clip for bars 3 and 4. Slice one or two hits and replace them. Even moving one ghost hit can make the listener feel like something changed. Option 3. A micro reverb throw on one snare hit. Put reverb on a return send or directly on the snare, set decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds, high cut around 6 to 9 kHz, and automate the send up for one hit only. It's like a little spotlight, then back to normal. Here's the teaching point. Drums often translate the conversation. Even if the bass return is subtle, a tiny drum response frames it so the listener catches it. Now let's talk about the underrated DNB trick, using space as the return. In bar 4, try muting the bass for just 1/8th note right before the snare or right before the loop restarts. That tiny pocket makes the next hit feel heavier, even if you didn't change anything else. Then add a stock FX hit. Make a new track. Use operator with noise enabled, or wavetable with noise. Add auto filter high pass sweeping up. Add echo set time to 1/8th or 1/4, feedback 20 to 40%, and filter out the low so it doesn't muddy the sub. Add a bit of reverb, small to medium. That's your call, says something. Return creates a pocket, groove slams back moment. Now we've got a 4-bar motif. Bars 1 and 2 are call. Bars 3 and 4 are return. Time to arrange it like a real drop. Let's do a simple 32-bar drop template. Bars 1 to 8. Repeat the motif with only small automation. Think tiny filter movement, tiny saturation nudges, nothing dramatic. You're establishing the language. Bars 9 to 16. Emphasize the return. Maybe open the filter more on returns, or bring in that operator shadow layer only on the return bars. The listener should feel like the reply is getting more confident. Bar 17 to 24, introduce a new call, not a new instrument, just a slight rephrase of the bass rhythm, keeping the identity anchors. Keep the return behavior similar, so it still feels like the same conversation. Bars 25 to 32, busier return fills and set up a transition. This is where you can do bigger drum response at the end of bar 16 or bar 32, and maybe an echo throw on the last bass hit of the return. For arrangement tools, stick to stock devices and keep them purposeful. Auto filter automation for movement. Utility for quick volume dips, like a breath before an impact. Echo throws on the last hit of returns. And beat repeat, used sparingly. If you use it, make it a one beat moment. Set interval to 1 bar. Grid to 1/8th or 1/16th. Either set chance low, like 10 to 20%, or just automate it on for a single moment at bar 16 or 32. Now quick pitfalls to avoid. because these will absolutely wreck the call and return effect. Don't make the return feel like a new song. Change rhythm and automation first, not your whole sound set. Don't do too many variations at once. If you change notes, rhythm, filter, and drum fills all at the same time, the motif disappears. Don't ignore the reset point. Bar 4 has to hand the listener back to bar 1 cleanly. Don't overfill the snare lings. Backbeat stays strong. And watch sidechain mismatch. If your return opens up and gets brighter, you might need a little sidechain adjustment so the kick stays clear. Now let's add some pro-level spice. Still stock, especially if you're into darker or heavier styles. Try mid-bass call, distorted return. Keep the call controlled, and on the return automate saturator drive up by 2 to 4 dB. You'll feel that reply hit harder without turning the whole track up. Try frequency shifter for metallic speech. Put it on a return-only layer, set it to ring mod, and automate fine somewhere around 100 to 400 Hz for bar 4 only. Tiny moves can sound insanely neuro if you keep it controlled. Keep mono discipline. Sub below about 120 Hz. Width at 0. Return layers should be narrow too, so you don't smear the groove. And if you want that jungle snap, gate your reverb. Put a gate after reverb on a return send. Adjust threshold until the tail snaps shut. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Now, here's a quick 15 to 20 minute practice run. And I want you to do it fast, like a real session. Build a 2-bar bass call in Waveitable. Duplicate it and make a 2-bar return using one rhythm change and one filter automation. Add a drum return fill only in bar 4. Either a 1/16th snare run or a break chop. Arrange it into 16 bars, and every fourth bar increase return intensity slightly. On bar 16, add a single echo throw on the last bass hit. Then bounce a quick reference and listen away from the DAW, phone speaker, headphones, whatever. Ask yourself, can I hear the conversation without looking at the screen? If yes, you nailed it. Before we wrap, one more advanced mindset that makes this way easier. The 3-lane bass approach. Sub lane, 0 to 120 Hz. Stable. Minimal automation. Mid lane, 120 Hz to 2K Hz. Most of the call and return personality. Air and noise lane, above 2K Hz. Short controlled accents on returns. This audio version is shortened for playback.